Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunya Bihari Radha Madhava Jaya Kunya Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Bihari Gopidana Vallava Giri Varadhari Gopidana Vallava Giri Varadhari Yasoda Nandana Rajajana Dandana Yasoda Nandana Rajajana Dandana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Bihari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Gauranitai. Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Gauranitai.
These recording forms take always new forms. I have seen many generations of tape recorders, MP3 recorders, these little things, they will always become smaller and resemble more insects. Yes, I think this is the design purpose. Okay, so Hare Krishna, good morning, thank you all for coming to the second part, or it's actually the third part of our lecture series, Progress. Obstacles or downfalls and Krishna's mercy. I would like to now see, this is the verse of today, I suppose.
Yes.
I must admit to you, I have not seen this verse because I have an, oh Krishna, what to do? I have another verse in mind. If it is, and this verse is extremely difficult to chant because it is not in poem form but in prose form. Prose form means, you see here, the written. So I suggest that with your permission, I will just read the verse which fits to the series and of verses and then. But we can chant some Sanskrit before. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Narayanam Namaskritya.
Naram
Chaiva Narottamam. Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam.
Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam.
Tato jayam mudiraye. Nashta prayeshu apadreshu. Nityam bhagavata sevaya. Bhagavat yutama shloke. Bhakti bhavati naishtiki. We will read this morning from the 5th canto, chapter 1, text 5. Shishuka uvacha. Badam uktam bhagavata utama shlokasya srimach charanaravindamakarandarasa aveshita chitaso bhagavata paramahamsa daitam katam kinchidantaraya vihitam svam shivatamam padavimna prayena hinvati. Translation. Shishukadev Goswami said, oh, I must first inform you what is the context. There was this very ascetic, renounced young prince called Priyavrata, who meditated in the mountains. Then Brahma and his father, who was one of the Manus, they needed a good man and good women to have children and populate the universe. So they approached Priyavrata and preach to him to give up his life in the mountains, the life of a renounced hermit, and enter grihastha life and become a king. So when Parikshit Maharaj, who himself is a king at a grihastha, hears about this from Shukadev Goswami, he asked the question, but how will it be possible for Priyavrata to continue his spiritual life? I mean, now he will be a grihastha with children whom he has to take care of, and he will also be a king. He will have responsibilities as a ruler. How will he have the concentration to concentrate on his spiritual life? That is his question, and Shukadev Goswami now will answer this question. I believe this is a very relevant question, because in our movement we also sometimes have heard, and we feel like this, that we have to be very, very careful to not lose our concentration on spiritual development. And yes, so Shukadev Goswami responds to this. He says, what you have said is correct. Then he says, it is correct for a non-devotee. I mean, if a non-devotee gets entangled in householder life and becomes a king, he's totally gone for spiritual life. But he says, he talks about the devotee who can in all circumstances remain in his exalted position, provided he does one thing. And this one thing is now explained. The glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who's praised in eloquent, transcendental verses by such exalted personalities as Brahma, are very pleasing to great devotees and liberated persons. One who is attached to the nectarian honey of the Lord's lotus feet, and whose mind is always absorbed in Krishna's glories, may sometimes be checked by some impediment. Impediment is like an obstacle. But he still never gives up the exalted position he has acquired. Now, Prabhupada writes a very interesting purport to this. Sri Shukadev Goswami accepted both of the king's proposition that a person who is advanced in Krishna consciousness cannot embrace materialistic life again, and second, that one who has embraced materialistic life cannot take up Krishna consciousness at any stage of his existence. Although accepting both these statements, Shukadev Goswami qualified them by saying that a person who has once absorbed his mind in the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead may sometimes be influenced by impediments, but he still does not give up his exalted devotional position. Now we will hear about two types of impediments. According to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, there are two kinds of impediments to devotional service. The first is an offense at the lotus feet of a Vaishnav. This is called Vaishnav Aparad. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu warned his devotees not to commit Vaishnav Aparad, which he described as the mad elephant offense. Now, Prabhupada will explain what is this Vaishnava Aparad and why it is so dangerous. When a mad elephant, a crazy sloan, when a mad elephant enters a beautiful garden, it destroys everything, leaving a barren field. Barren field is like a desert. Similarly, the power of Vaishnava Aparad is so great that even an advanced devotee becomes almost devoid of his spiritual assets if he commits it. Since Krishna consciousness is eternal, it cannot be destroyed altogether, but advancement may be checked for the time being. Thus, Vaishnava Aparad is one kind of impediment to devotional service. Sometimes, however, the Supreme Personality of Godhead or his devotee desires to impede one's devotional service. Aha, we learn now that sometimes Krishna himself can be the cause of our standstill. Hare Krishna Tat Purusha Prabhu, I'm very happy to see you. Hari Bol. Tat Purusha is the best. Now we will hear an example where Krishna himself has the desire that his devotee is stopped for some time with an impediment. For example, Prabhupada says, Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha were formerly Jaya and Vijay, the gatekeepers in Vaikuntha. But by the desire of the Lord, they became his enemies for three lives. Thus, the desire of the Lord is another kind of impediment. But in both cases, the pure devotee, once advanced in Krishna consciousness, cannot be lost. Following the orders of his superiors, that is Svayambhuva and Lord Brahma, Priyavrata accepted family life, but this did not mean that he lost his position in devotional service. Krishna consciousness is perfect and eternal, and therefore it cannot be lost under any circumstances. Because the material world is full of obstructions to advancement in Krishna consciousness, there may appear to be many impediments, yet Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, declares in Bhagavad Gita, Kunteya pratijanahi name bhakta pranashyati. Once one has taken shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord, he cannot be lost. In this verse, the word Shivatamam is very significant. Shivatamam means the most auspicious. The devotional path is so auspicious that a devotee cannot be lost under any circumstances. This is described in the Srimad Bhagavad Gita by the Lord himself. Partha naiveha namutra vinashash tasya vityate. My dear Arjuna, for a devotee there is no question of being lost, either in this life or in the next life. In Bhagavad Gita, the Lord clearly explains how this is so. Tatratang buddhisang yogang labate purvadehikam yatate cha tato buya sangsido kurunandana. By the order of the Lord, a perfect devotee sometimes comes to this material world like an ordinary human being. Because of his previous practice, such a devotee, a perfect devotee, naturally becomes attached to devotional service, apparently without cause. Despite all kinds of impediments due to surrounding circumstances, he automatically perseveres in devotional service and gradually advances until he once again becomes perfect. Bilva Mangala Thakur had been an advanced devotee in his previous life, but in his next life he became greatly fallen and was attached to a prostitute. Suddenly, however, his entire behavior was changed by the words of that very prostitute who had so much attracted him, and he became a great devotee. You remember, Chintamani the prostitute only said one sentence to Bilva Mangala Thakur, and with this one sentence, all his previous spiritual training, his sanskaras, came back to him, and he decided immediately to change his life completely. He became a mendicant or a monk and went for the sacred pilgrimage site, Vrindavan Dham. So suddenly his entire behavior was changed. In the lives of exalted devotees, there are many such instances, proving that once one has taken shelter to the lotus feet of the Lord, he cannot be lost. Kunteya pratijanihi name bhakta pranashati. The fact is, however, that one becomes a devotee when he is completely freed from all reactions to sinful life, as Krishna states in Bhagavad Gita. Yesham tvantagatam papam jnananam punyakarmanam te dvantvamoha nirmukta bhajante mang drittavrata. Now the translation. This verse tells us that it's not so easy to be in Krishna consciousness. We must have some level of piety. Persons who have acted piously in previous lives and in this life, whose sinful actions are completely eradicated, and who are freed from the duality of illusion, these people engage themselves in my service with determination. On the other hand, as Prahlad Maharaj said, persons who are too attached to materialistic family life, home, family, wife, maladetsas, and so on, cannot develop Krishna consciousness. Mati na Krishne parato svatova mito vipadyeta grihavratanam. These apparent contradictions are resolved in the life of a devotee by the grace of the Supreme Lord, and therefore a devotee is never bereft of his position on the path of liberation, which is described in this verse as Shivatamang Padavim. Wonderful. I hope you could concentrate on the text. It's a beautiful text. And maybe I was not reading it very nicely and it was not easy to follow, but it's a very important text, and you might like to read it again in your own private time. It's the fifth text of the first chapter of the fifth canto. So it's Bhagavatam 5:1-5. So in this very interesting text, Srila Prabhupada is speaking about our subject matter, that is advancement or progress in Krishna consciousness, and some points around it. He says that sometimes the process of progress may be checked or may be stopped, and this can have two reasons. One is due to one's own doing, and the second is progress can be stopped due to the doings of others. The first example, where one is the cause of his own progress or one's own checking of the progress, is aparads or offenses. Who remembers to you of you the offense which was highlighted, which was specially brought out? Offense to the Vaishnavas, yes. Now, do you remember the example which had been given? A mad, crazy slon. I once was with a crazy slon. Slon, we say? Slon, yes. He was so crazy. It was a she. It was a lady slon who went mad. It was because she wanted a moosh, but she didn't get a moosh, and then she became mad. She just ran to the bathing ghat, destroyed 10 boats, breaking the boats. Then she picked up an elderly lady with a trunk, threw the lady in the air, and trampled the lady. Yeah, very crazy. And then she ran into a flower garden and destroyed it. And then we arranged a bush for her, and she became normal again. Hare Krishna. This was not a Brahmacharini. Elephant. Her name was Lakshmi. She was the Parayatra slon. Oh, Lakshmi went so crazy. I simply ran away. There was no communication. So this happens when the same thing happens when you commit an offense against a Vaishnava. The result of this offense is like a crazy slon who runs into the garden of your bhakti and who tramples and destroys the bhakti lata beach. That's a very, and you will find absolutely no taste in Krishna consciousness any longer. It's gone. It's trampled. The second impediment, which Srila Prabhupada talks about, he quotes Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, is when a devotee or Krishna want to stop your advancement. And when we hear this, we become mystified. Why should a devotee or God have an interest to stop our advancement? Isn't it? We feel, well, they all I know about devotee and Krishna is that they have more interest that we advance than we ourselves have. This is my knowledge. Now I hear a totally different information. This is very difficult to understand and even maybe difficult for me to accept. We feel like this when we hear this. So you have to now listen very carefully, because you will learn maybe one secret in spiritual life which will be able to save your spiritual life when you go through difficult times. I would now like to do something which is it's done in seminars. We will park this question. Do you know what is meant with the term we will park, pakirati, a question? It means we will put it to rest, we will put it here, and we will not look at this question at this moment. We will do something else, like a person who parks his car and goes maybe to buy some sabjis, some vegetables on the market. And we will then return to this parked question, to this car, and look at it again. And by that time, we have bought some sabjis, some vegetables. Means we have gained some further understanding, which we didn't have before. And we will look at this question from this newfound perspective. That is what is meant when we say we will park this question now. Let us forget about this question. This, if we can, maybe we cannot. We are. I only want to have the answer to this question. Otherwise, I can't listen to any other points. But please try. Yesterday, we were. I'm sorry, it's a little difficult. So let me just arrange everything here. Hare Krishna. I will put this beautiful Bhagavatam here. Put this nice picture of Prabhupada here. Oops, it's not a good place. You don't need to translate this. This is the Moksha Rupi. This is not for translation. This is the arranging the desk. Hare Krishna. Yesterday, I do not know how well I could bring over my point. We were looking at progress in Krishna consciousness, and we were more or less bringing in different models which can explain to us what happens on the path of advancement or progress. You remember, we we looked first at the American or German bank idea of progress. That is, it goes better, and more enlightened, until I'm super enlightened. This should happen in 1 year or so. I thought, because we all have seen it just doesn't work like that, we need to look in the Shastras for other models of progress. I have seen many, many devotees who joined the movement with this idea of progress, that they would start and it would go higher and higher and higher and higher, and they would get more and more out of illusion and more into enlightenment. And then they found out it didn't work like this, and then they left the process of Krishna consciousness. I've seen about 80% of the devotees doing this, or 90%. And they did so because they did not come to yesterday's seminar. Or let us say it in a more humble way, they did not know really. They had wrong expectations and maybe also not such good understandings of Krishna consciousness. So we have quoted Lord Krishna, who says that his devotee may sometimes be convinced and even be faithful, but he may not be spiritually strong enough to overcome his weaknesses, and therefore his path is more like the path of a snake, you know, it goes up and down, left and right, and so on. But then we had to explain something which we hear always in the life of great personalities, that sometimes things happen which are really very much bad and which bring them down to the ground. You know, and there may be a period or phase of significant doubt, even, and very, very desperation and so on. We have had quoted that in Christian mysticism, this is called the dark night of the soul. Everything, the lights go out. And when we talked about it, do you remember? The lights actually went out. This was not prepared. This happened because it is so true. So, now I will go with you into another model. And when we have understood this model, we will go to the question which is parked on the parking place. Okay? Are you ready? Are you awake? Tat Purusha is ready. Mathura Kishori is ready. She's relaxed, but ready. Good. So, who of you here is longer in Krishna consciousness than 1 year? Dobro. Ah, Kandavika is also there. Who of you is longer in Krishna consciousness than 5 years? Who of you is longer in Krishna consciousness than 10 years? Wow. We have some older devotees here. Wonderful. Now comes the question. Who is longer in Krishna consciousness than 15 years? Bali Sataja and Daman Krishna? It depends what is Krishna consciousness, isn't it, in this definition? Yeah. Anandini? No? 15? 14? Almost. Moksha Rupi? Most probably? Yes. Once again, who is more than 15 years long? Not so many. I'm 34 years. I'm longer than all. I'm an old man. a rare dinosauria. So those who are a little longer, with little longer I mean 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 34 years, they have one interesting experience in their spiritual life. And my dear devotees, many do not know about this. They just never think so deep to understand what is happening. It's an uneasy feeling that all this, the same issues seem to come up only on different, more subtle levels. Gaura Hari is ready to paint this for you, but I think we shouldn't. This is so nicely written. Maybe we can we turn this table around? No. It's almost an offense to. Will you give us your permission to? We can just look at it and appreciate the writing for a moment, and then we have to erase it. All things must pass. Even your body must die. What to speak of a writing on the table? So, with your permission, we will extinguish it. Is it all right? Thank you. In this life, we can become attached to everything, you know. Gaura Hari is very suited for this because he's able to paint a building very beautifully. In this model, we can look at our progress as a spiral. It starts at A, and then, like a spiral, it goes in bigger and bigger circles. Circles which touch the same point, really, only on different levels. See, there's always the same point. Jup. Thank you, Gaura Hari. This is extremely beautiful, and I cannot imagine anyone in the universe who will want to extinguish this. This point may start in the beginning when you are told, if you want to live in the temple, you have to give up smoking. But smoking is nice. Why should I give it up? No, you should give it up because it's not good for your spiritual advancement. And then the preacher explains very patiently why smoking is not very favorable. And then no more cigarettes, I hope. Then you forget about this. Then there will be is one day where the temple president calls you into his office and said, Prabhu, I have to talk with you. We had, you know, many devotees came over the last months to me and said that your service attitude is not so good. You are, when someone asks you to do something, you always make a face. Prabhu, I have to tell you, this Krishna consciousness, you know, you have to understand it. It's about giving enjoyment to Krishna. It's not so much about finding enjoyment yourself. When you give enjoyment to Krishna, the temple president says with a smile, you will also enjoy. It's not the, you will enjoy, but you have to first of all forget this with your own enjoyment. And then the temple president might say to us, if he is a nice philosophical temple president, he might say, Prabhu, it's the same point where you are now, in which you, where you were at the Bhakta, when remember the I told you at that time I was not a temple president, I was just also quite new, maybe 2 years older than you, but I told you, although smoking tastes nice for you at this moment, you should give it up because we should serve Krishna, and this is not good for service of Krishna. It's the same point now on a different level. Are you willing to serve Krishna and give him enjoyment? Hare Krishna. Do you see my point? Should I make it maybe a little bit clearer, or is it clear enough? Clear enough. Gandhavika, Tat Purusha, clear enough? It's now on a more subtler level. So the devotee, okay, my service attitude. Yes, it's actually true. Yes, when there is a service opportunity, I always try to zoop, run away. I don't. Maybe I should read a little bit more to understand this point deeper. And the devotee then changes. And forgets about this point, you know, like on the spiral. He continues in his life, and Guru Maharaj said, I have to talk with you. It's a serious discussion. Please sit comfortably. And when it's a Mataji, Guru Maharaj might say, here is some handkerchiefs, just in case you need. Just in case. Maybe you don't need it, but just in case. I have looked at your spiritual advancement, and you already go like, I think it will come again, the same point. You are now a little bit older in spiritual life. Many devotees come to you for help. But I have seen that you do not like to give your help. You want to keep your private atmosphere, your private little world, your private little ego. But I think for the pleasure of Lord Krishna, you should leave this now. You should preach to the devotees. You should also give classes to the devotees. Because, you know, Krishna is the enjoyer. He wants your service and surrender. And it might mean to do something which ordinarily you would not have done. But it's necessary if you want to progress and you want to make advancement. Please consider this point carefully, and I know it will come again and again. How do we say okay in Slovenian language? Uredo. Yes, I'm here to make spiritual advancement. All right, I might as well give it everything. And the devotee forgets about this. Life goes on as normal. Then one day, he goes to a chanting retreat. Minimum 64 rounds. No problem. Hare Krishna, 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 Mati Hare. And then after the chanting retreat, I will go home to my temple. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. And then I will do this and that. And Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare Hare, Dhamma, Yama, Mati Hare. Half a day he chants unconcentrated his rounds, and then all of a sudden he feels, I have no taste in chanting. Holy name, I feel highly uncomfortable to chant so long. But my body pains, here and there.
this is crazy to chant so long. Why should I do this? You know, Prabhupada said 16 rounds.
All of a sudden, the devotee thinks, why am I so tense about it? And the devotee realizes, oops, do I really believe that giving enjoyment to Krishna is the highest purpose of my life? Or maybe I just want to enjoy for myself? Oh, and the devotee thinks, here's the same point again. The same point which I encountered on a very simple level when I was in the Bhakta program and I smoked secretly in the toilet. The same point with the temple president once said to me when I was when devotees thought I would, when everyone saw I was always trying to avoid all services. The same point which my guru told me when he said I should surrender now on a higher level. And here it is again. The point that I want to be the enjoyer and I do not wish that Krishna really is the supreme enjoyer of my jivatski, my life. I think now it's crystal clear. Even the person who has slept at the beginning of the class will now know, okay, a serious discussion, oh no. You never knew when this traveling sannyasis come through, they put all these heavy things into our mind to look at. Well, maybe I should avoid these type of classes of the traveling sannyasi class. They are so self-searching and so, oh, he's green. I was really not prepared for this in my spiritual life. I just am a normal person. My dear devotees, it's very important that we look at this. The path of spiritual life is very important. It's a very deep thing. And so on. See, Krishna himself and the devotees, we will now go to the parking place. Why does Krishna put an impediment on the path of his devotee? Why will his devotee sometimes put an impediment? Krishna himself and the devotees want to help you to address this point so that you can take it out on deeper and deeper levels. Or to put it in a more easy language, the language we are used to say, Krishna himself and his devotees wish that you surrender on a deeper and deeper level. Why? Well, your natural, original position, or sometimes we say your constitutional position, that which you really are, what is really deep inside of you, is that you are a surrendered servant of Lord Krishna. This is what we hear of what goes on in the spiritual world. Service, 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 surrender, surrender, surrender to the desire of Krishna. They want to make you fit for the spiritual world so that you can really go there. And for this, you have to really go deep and uproot the desire to enjoy on the deepest possible level, so that you become fit. I would like to give you an example. Who of you knows something about gardening? I was a gardener. My parents gave me so little pocket money that I had to earn something because I had high demands. So I became a gardener. In Germany, gardeners know that on a lawn, lawn means? Yes. There is one weed which is extremely difficult to get out. I don't know really the English word. In German, it's Sauerampfer. Is here a devotee who speaks well German? It has very deep roots. If you only rip it out superficially, then, and have not ripped out the root, then it will continue to spread. Martiana Lila, German is not your language? No. No idea of German? Sauerampfer. It's really a bad weed, you know. You go? Yeah, how do we say? Shaolin. Shaolin. Oh, yes, Shaolin. Yes. If you go to the Shaonik and just rip it like this, it will grow again. And it will spread. It spreads almost like cancer. It's the ultimate challenge for the gardener. It spreads and destroys your whole garden. You know, you can just go somewhere else and start a new life. You know, it's so bad, this weed. So, our desires to be the enjoyer and also the controller are so deep, like the roots of the Shaonik. Yes, Shaonitsky. It's so deep. And if we are not brought to the situation where we have to really uproot it, there's no chance. So therefore, sometimes devotees are told by their spiritual master, Krishna makes an arrangement, that you should now enter the grihastha life. Normally, a grihastha life is and can be an obstacle, because, you know, so much things, and you know, then maybe you get not twins, but you get three kids all at once, or four kids, and then you're running from morning till evening because all the kids are hungry and everything thirsty and disturbed and need to go to school and need to go to the children's birthday and Hare Krishna. Krishna. It's really intense. Grihastha life is much more intense than Kali Yuga, than the Brahmachari life. But it may be necessary for you to learn in that circumstance that you are not the enjoyer. You're meant to serve. Everyone knows if one enters the Grihastha life with this idea, I want to serve, I want to also serve the spiritual advancement of my partner, and I don't want to fall into illusion and take shelter in the material energy, then it's a very, very good ashram to make advancement. It's most properly the best ashram for everyone, for most of the devotees, let us say, like this, in Kali Yuga. I mean, I must tell you, I'm very happy to be in my ashram for many reasons. One is this. What else? yes. Yes, you can learn there to become a servant, not the enjoyer, not the controller. So Krishna himself, like in the case of Priyavrata, Priyavrata was happily meditating on the mountain, but Lord Brahma and Svayambhuva Manu, and then later I heard Narada Muni also preach to him. Put him into Grihastha life. And there was, of course, an external reason that they needed to be good Grihasthas to populate the universe, and Priyavrata was the best. And there was is also another principle here, that sometimes the Lord and his pure devotee will arrange a circumstance for you which may look like an obstacle or impediment, but it's something which really helps you on your path. Let us think for a moment about a difficult moment in our life. When we look at the moment after some time again, sometimes we feel, I have learned so much. It was Malateshko, a little heavy when I was experiencing it. But I learned such an important lesson. Ooh. Next time I will be much, much more careful, because now I have this lesson, which I didn't have before. Moments where we might have been desperate, moments where we might have felt downtrodden and totally discouraged in our lives. Moments where everyone had turned against us maybe, or had a misconception about our intentions, and so on. And moments where we were in a terrible quarrel with someone who was actually very dear to us. And so on and so forth. And then when we look at this, we think, wow, what did I do at that time? At that time, I remember, I felt I had no other shelter than Krishna. And I took shelter at Krishna's lotus feet for the first time in my life. I took shelter. And it was wonderful. Do you remember such moments? Some of us remember. Those who do not remember, remember my words. They will come, these moments. Krishna or his devotees will make sure that you come to this moment where you have to address the point. I have to surrender more. Hare Krishna. Those who are a little older than 5 years, they go, ta-da, ta-da, yasnam, yasnam. I know this. I have experienced this in my own life. I know. See, you must understand one thing. Many things you must understand, but here is one more thing which has to be understood. We are not so special. We have a special opportunity. That's true. Yes, we are specially dressed, correct. Our frisura is different than many other frisuras, and so on. But this does not make our character very special. It's just the dress and the frisura. Let us not become so full of ourselves, one says in simple American English. Let us understand, we are fallen souls. Hare Krishna. We are fallen souls. And these desires to enjoy and control are very, very intense. Like this plant who has these deep roots, the Sauerampfer, the ultimate challenge of gardener. What was it again? Chaunik, yes. Chaunik or something like this in the direction. The Chaunitsky plant. Yeah, very intense. And these desires to enjoy and control, they always come in the way of our spiritual progress and advancement. They are the ones which are impediments. They are the ones who need to be rooted out at the root. And therefore Krishna and his devotees will arrange such situations for us where we will have to confront it and where we have to take them out. So, who of you uses a computer sometimes? Oh, this is the computer generation. I'm very proud to say I'm not even going 1 meter close to a computer. What to speak of using it? The reason is not because I'm very great. The reason is I'm very foolish. I just can't get the right switch, and I will never understand it. I don't even know how to switch one on and off. I'm very foolish on these things. So, you know, when you are in a computer, I have heard, and you are peacefully computering around, whatever you do, write an email or so, then all of a sudden it happens that you put on a switch, and then whoop, some program comes up, and ooh, what is now? I always know when Gaurahari is in this situation. He peacefully wants to find a slideshow, you know, and then something happens with the foolish machine, and bang! And it's called auto-start programs. Auto-start programs. Do you know auto-start programs? They somehow you do something, and whoop, ah, I didn't want you get off the screen, you know, and so on. This is exactly what happens in our psychology. These things are called sanskaras. Sanskaras are deep impressions of being the enjoyer and the controller. And if some situation comes, for instance, the kirtan, we sing very, that everyone looks at us, wow, you sing so nice, Prabhu. We are showmen. You know, when all, I do not want to give such heavy lecture now. You know what it means, enjoyer and controller. So they come up like auto start programs. When something is there in the environment, some external causes, and then again the same point is there, and you think, have I not learned anything? You feel desperate. You feel this process doesn't work for me. I'm not making progress. But this understanding is not entirely right. You make progress. You advance. Look at the spiral, please. But you come to the same point on different levels. Therefore, sometimes, I have seen this in my preaching, very advanced devotees come to me and they talk like little children. He didn't like me. And, you know, he said this and misunderstood me. Very advanced devotee. 15 years. Then I say, Prabhuji, no problem. Please come with me for a moment. We will look now at this problem. How do you feel with this problem? Doesn't it look like a children problem? Like, you know, in the sandbox? yes. I'm sorry to come and bother you with this, but that's how I feel. And then the next question, have I not learned anything? Then I always say, Prabhuji, no. Polako, slowly, no, don't worry. You have to take shelter in Krishna. Krishna shows you this. You have to stop thinking of being the controller and enjoyer. You doesn't work like this. And you see how you get into a different, difficult situation and the heat goes up. So please, you know what to do. You are more advanced than me. You know what to do. You please do it. And go on. And devotees have, after some time, they come back and said, thank you so much. I said, I didn't do anything. I didn't even preach to you. I just told you it's the same thing on a different level. And therefore, you are brought in the situation to see that you need to change deeply and to do. So this is the spiral model which we have now introduced to you. It's now 9:35. I will end the class here. One more model comes. That model is a very wonderful model. This was the most heaviest subject of my whole class, our whole seminar. Congratulations, you survived it. I'm very happy that I gave it today because in the evening many newcomers are coming and they think, oh wow, if this is so intense, this Krishna consciousness, maybe I should just go to crystal healing. You know, I put a crystal here in the heart chakra and then I go beam, beam, beam and everything is all right. That is what the modern man wants to have, you know. No work, please, nothing deep. I just go there and then automatically, like a crystal, everything is taken care of. And I get prasadam for free. So I'm very happy that I could give this class and no one ran out. But this shows you that Krishna consciousness is for real, Prabhus and Matajis. Please look at this subject cool-headedly. It is for real. It is something which is very serious and very spiritual. And it's something which will help you to really go become purified in your heart, transform your heart, and become a fit or capable to enter the kingdom of God. Yes. So, Hare Krishna, I will end here. Do you have any Pitans questions? Or should we maybe do like this? I see it's already 9:35 and some of you have fallen asleep. So, maybe not so many. I have one listener who always falls asleep and therefore I'm getting paranoid. You know, the moment I start, he goes, but I'm not now in Switzerland at the moment, therefore, it's all right. Yes. Is it possible that we can go down again from this higher point? This is a very deep question. What is your good name? Blaja. Blash. Blash. You have these children who are playing Medanga, isn't it? Yeah. Blash, yes. Blush is asking this question. Blush, in Krishna's vision, it's not possible to go down. But in the vision of an ordinary man, it is possible. Let me make the difference. Explain the difference. Krishna's vision is, if someone has once sincerely surrendered to me, he may have an accident. Accident, you understand this? Yes. An accident, a downfall. But Krishna does not give up his dear devotee. and he forgives him. If it was something which he did not do intentionally, with full intention. He explains this in this shloka, Apichet Sudaracharo Vajate Mang Ananya Bhag. You can find it in the Bhagavad Gita 9th chapter, text number 30. Krishna is much more kind than we human beings are with each other. Good. So we have a shelter in him. Yes, outwardly a devotee may sometimes appear fallen and do fallen things, but if he is convinced in the higher, in the goal of life, and he has faith in Krishna, and he just acts out of helplessness, Krishna doesn't, he doesn't consider this. They're actually very touching. I was once going, do you know the two twins in Mayapur, Pankajangri Prabhu and Nanivas? I think Pankajangri Prabhu is sometimes coming here when every 5 years when he gets his visa. They are actually very great devotees. They are very, very advanced. These are devotees who will, who are very much our examples in life. And once I asked him, tell me very honestly, do you think you will go back to Godhead in this lifetime? I asked like this because, you know, Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj had just left his body, and now we, many God brothers of mine are getting old, and some come in this age where we also think, who will be next? You know, it has happened now so many times that the devotees have left their body. So I was just asking, because it's a question which I have about my life, you know. Would be so nice, you know, you just go through it, the death, and then you are in Krishna Loka. Wonderful. But it, you know, it's an intense subject. Is it so easy? So I asked him, what do you think? And he said in his, you know how he talks, very short.
Maharaj, I have no doubt.
What, you have no doubt?
I mean,
no, I have absolutely no doubt. I will go back to Godhead, and many will go back to Godhead. Do I hear this properly? I was thinking, is this something in the ear maybe, and some distortion is here? I said, please explain yourself, Prabhuji, because, you know, usually we hear that the devotee is thinking he's most unqualified, you know, and will not go back to Krishna so easily. And so we hear that humble devotees take this attitude. And here he was, I have no doubt. But because he's such a wonderful Vaishnav, I wanted to hear more from him. And he said, look, Maharaj, this is what I think. Krishna is there. There are so few Vaishnavas, little amount, little number, and they go towards Krishna. And sometimes, yes, they quarrel, and they do foolish things, and they fall down. But don't you think that Krishna will understand that they are just struggling? They want to come to him. It's just the... And then he gave an example which convinced me very, very much. He gave the example of a parent you know, father, and his children come running towards him, and they do impossible things. They and they rip their hairs, and they, you know, maybe they also, oh my God, they smell like the lower planets, you know. and you know, and everything, you know, you are a father, and you know how impossible children can sometimes be, but deep in your heart you will love them. Isn't it natural? You know, you will love them. Yes, the mother dates us. Yes. What do we do now? Come. Come. Don't quarrel. And you bring the under the shower. And, you know, and deep in your heart you have love for the children. No matter what they do, even they do crazy things and foolish things. So Pankajangri's point was, don't you think Krishna will have this feeling towards his devotees? Don't you think? I mean, even an ordinary father or an ordinary mother of this world has this feeling towards the maladetsas, you know, the little children who do this impossible things, you know. There are so few devotees. And he said, I can't imagine that Krishna is not like that. He said like this. I cannot imagine. Then he told me about his brother, the other brother, who looks almost identical. This brother, he said, when Yamaraj, the god of death, if he should appear before Yamaraj by mistake, he will say, no, you cannot take me. Because I'm a disciple of Srila Prabhupada. I am just trying to serve. And Prabhupada, Kajit, Prabhupada said, we can go back to Godhead. You may not have known this. I am very unqualified. I agree 100%. But the mercy is very great. Milas is very great. And once again, I want to bring to your attention, this point only works when a devotee does not intentionally want to exploit the mercy of the Lord. If he does not intentionally. What is intentionally? Namirno. Yes, namirno. If he doesn't namirno, exploit this. Okay. Please come back in the evening. In the evening we will talk about this point a little bit further and more deeper from a different perspective again, how we can develop really the right attitude. Attitude is a different, difficult word also. The right odnost, yes, the right odnost, the right attitude, so that we can be proper devotees on the path. Yes. Please come this evening, a very important session again. So we will end our class here. Thank you very much, Prabhuji, for the very good question. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi go nitai ki, Gaura premanandi hari hari bo.